for the government, it's the search and rescue operation which is the number one priority. And that's going on, and international teams are arriving to help with that. For us, for UNICEF, one of our concerns, one of a number, but one of them is actually the psychological impact that this really horrific tragedy has had on tens of thousands of children here. Children here have witnessed horrific sights. They've seen family members washed away into the tidal wave, the tsunami. They've clung to trees for days, waiting for someone to find them. Some children are orphans. They're in hospitals, wondering if their parents are going to arrive, and in many cases they won't. Schools, a number of schools have been either damaged or completely destroyed. And some of the schools that we've been visiting in the last couple of days were newly built and ready to be opened last Monday. And, of course, the tsunami struck on Sunday morning. If that had struck the day after, those schools would have been full of very young children, and the death tolls would even have been in higher. Many, many heart-wrenching stories. Certainly myself and our team members have spoken to mothers, fathers, children in hospitals. Many, many heart-wrenching stories to tell.
Mr. Morris, you mentioned the psychological problems that many children are facing. How do you begin to address those problems?
Yeah, I think this is one of our main concerns. We know from experience in working in emergencies all over the world that children are especially affected by such horrific events. We're supporting local authorities, the government, Ministry of Health, the Ministries of Social Development and Education, to do whatever is needed to reduce the psychological impact on these children. We're helping to fly in teams of trained psychologists and social workers, but interestingly, not flying them in from overseas, but bringing them in from other provinces in Thailand. There are a number of people trained to deal with trauma in children in Thailand. These are the people that we need, and we need to get here as quickly as possible and help the local authorities to get them out to all the affected areas and start screening children, talking to children, putting in the support services necessary to help children recover from this. And importantly, getting those experts here so that they can train the local teachers and local social workers to be able to talk about what's happened in the classrooms next week when schools reopen after the holiday. Teachers need to talk to the children. They need to know how to help these children to recover from a very, very traumatic event. That's really our number one concern.
What are the concerns about the outbreak of any disease?
There is some concern that drinking water supplies have been contaminated, sanitation facilities destroyed. And when that happens, there is a possibility of diarrhea, diseases breaking out. The government has mobilized its technical teams in water and sanitation. We have an international experts with them. The Red Cross has as well. And they're quickly looking at the situation in the provinces. And again, in some provinces, the situation looks okay in terms of water sanitation. In some provinces, there is work that needs to be done to avoid disease outbreaks. Those are some of our concerns at the moment.
Do you know whether they're still finding people alive from Sunday's tsunami?
Yes, I had heard this morning, yesterday, that missing persons are still being found. There are a lot of people here who have lost family members, mothers, fathers looking for children, children looking for brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers. Some chaotic scenes in Phuket. There are boards of photographs of missing persons, names. One foreign person I saw walking around yesterday carrying photographs of his missing son, asking people if he had seen his son. Very, very heart-wrenching to see.